of America, the sky that's a pillar, the Alpha and Omega, the home of the beggars, the black settlers, who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the earth for service till they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555, when they captured the first tribe of men and piled them in a pen 50 feet high. It took them all on a 9,000 mile ride. They landed on the shore of a place they'd never seen before. We read about this inside the ancient books of war. Bondage and stainless steel stripped of their language. Still survived the anguish of slavery but still remain nameless. Separated to portions and tricked by John Hardy Hawkins. And sold on the auction, tore birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the worst part. The devil's curse God and reverse God. It turned God to dog and made people so tired. No relief came to the prophet by W.D. Farrar. Taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobagos separated us from slave boats. Made our own brothers hate us. From Virgin Isle to Jamaica, Trinidad, Honduras, Haiti, Grenada, Bermuda to Cayman, mental enslavement.
Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind become still. The 10,000 things rise and fall while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature.
You are listening to Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Welcome back to episode 106 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Great episode today, 106. This episode is going to have to do a lot with a speech control mechanism that is being employed on us right now, and it's very diverse. So basically, this episode is going to be on speech control mechanism, and next it's going to be thought control. Liberalism, socialism. I don't like putting labels on stuff, but the result of what's happening now, the more that government provides for you, like in the way of student loan or social care or whatever, the more control they have over you, the more rights you're going to be losing. So it's something that we have to be very well aware of. I started doing some research on what's happening right now, basically the liberalism and the left between the right and this whole battle that's going on right now. And again, I try to really take that 360-degree view of these different things. And not to go ADD, but real quick, you know, I don't bring up a lot of different YouTube channel names, but one of them that I have brought up a number of times is Black Pigeon Speaks. And that's one of the channels that got taken down. I think it was taken down for like 10 hours and it came back up. So whatever that message he was bringing, that Black Pigeon Speaks, was the right message. And I recommend you guys support him and go take a look at him. Another YouTube channel that I have been really looking at and getting a lot from is a YouTube channel that's called Asha Logos, A-S-H-A, Logos. And in his channel, I think he's been out a little bit more than a year. First of all, his mastery of the English language. This guy, when he speaks, it's borderline poetry, man. He just brings facts and details, makes it interesting, entertaining. And I'm not just saying this just to say, you know, the guy's really talented, man. And in the accompanying video with what he, you know, the audio, what he's speaking, it's a tremendous thing. You can watch some of the content that he puts out, some of them individual shows. You can watch it over and over again and get something out of it. Again, it's tremendous. It's a really great channel. So there's a few, you know, there's a lot of good channels out there that are worth listening to and watching, because YouTube right now is shutting down a lot of channels, demonetization of a lot of channels. So let's see if I can get it back to the point where I had it. Yeah, the whole thing with the socialism and the liberalism, the more that the government gives to you, the more they're going to be taking your rights away. And I started doing research into this and looking deeper into this topic. And again, trying to really be strong as far as knowledge, having my knowledge base strong on the details with regard to this. And it really came to my attention that the cycle that we're in right now is about 100 years now. Maybe a little bit more than 100 years old. And it goes back, if you want to get real technical, it goes back to the Tsar back like in 1880. You know, that, you know, they tried to kill him, or they killed him on a stagecoach with explosives. goes back that far, but this cycle that we're in right now, it goes back to the Russian Revolution and Tsar Nicholas II. And it involves the Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto, you know, the book The Communist Manifesto, which was written in 1848 by Karl Marx and Engels. I forget, Frederick Engels or something like that, Karl Marx and Engels, in Germany in 1848. So, subsequent to that, Tsar Nicholas II took power in 1888. And his reign, well, no, he took actually power in 1894. And he had power till, he reigned from 1894 till 1917 when, you know, the day of the Bolshevik Revolution. So, as soon as he took power in 1894, they began to try to overthrow his government. And basically, there was a political party called the Bolsheviks. And they were communists, and they were students of this Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx. I'm sure everybody heard of the book. And there were two main players at this point in time back then. And it was basically, let's say, Stalin and... Not even Stalin. It was... Lenin and Trotsky, those two. Lenin and Trotsky were the first two. They were funded, I believe, by Wall Street. And I'm not, I don't get into any radical or racial or stuff like that. I'm just putting facts down, what is established and what is known to be. And let the chips fall where they may, but I'm just looking at the facts of what it is. There's an old saying, if the cap fits, let him wear it. You know, if you feel offended by anything, then I don't impose or mean any type of offense in anything that I'm putting out. I'm just putting out facts. So that's the problem with the society that we have today. If you speak your mind, you're going to offend somebody. So you know what? Don't speak. So we're all going to be herded into the cattle pen if we keep it at this rate. You know what I'm saying? So let's take it back to what I was going to with this. So this revolution, well, this Tsar Nicholas II took power in 1894, and the Bolsheviks were steady trying to get him out of power. And this was started by Lenin and Trotsky. They were funded by Wall Street, and they were getting a lot of people on the side. New York, United States, New York had a lot to do with it. Russia, and whatever contacts they had back then. But they were getting a lot of people involved with this Bolshevik Revolution and this Bolshevik Party to overthrow Russia, because the interesting thing, if you look at Russia, it had tremendous potential. It's a huge country, the biggest country on the planet by far. Nothing comes close to Russia. Actual country, not continent, but country itself-wise. I mean, it spans half the planet. It's tremendous. So it's unlimited potential there, but the government there is basically Moscow and Leningrad and such. It's just a small area, so if you had the ability to overthrow that and you had some foresight, it's infinite potential over there in Russia. So that's what ended up happening. Nicholas Tsar started getting very greedy, and he wasn't running his country very well, and that was one of his weaknesses. His weakness was that the population wasn't happy. They weren't starving to death, but they weren't happy. And eventually what ended up happening was it made it ripe for the Bolshevik Revolution, which ultimately came in 1917, led by Lenin and by Trotsky. And I think there was one other player in there, but those two. And they kind of, you know, Stalin came in later on, a few years later on. I don't know, 5 or 6 years later, 4 years later. So this revolution took place, and one thing that I want to bring to light, this Bolshevik Party was very small size-wise. It was probably 0.05 of the population or something like that. I think there were 10,000 Bolsheviks, and at that time, in 1917, there were 166 million Russians, and I don't know if any one of them was paying attention to what was going on. It's craziness, man. Really, really crazy what happened, and it happened so fast. And you know what, it's funny, but the more that I'm getting into doing research on the Russian Revolution, it's just fascinating. And the Russian culture in general is just fascinating, interesting, you know, interesting people, interesting culture. Really, I really enjoy studying it and learning more. So, long story short. By population, by number, the Bolsheviks were very, very small, small number of the population. And they were able to, within the Bolshevik Party, get into some real leadership positions so that when the revolution took place, they basically were in charge of the whole country of Russia, Bolshevik Revolution, because they were small in number, but they were able to have control of 166 million people at that time in 1917. And the timeline, if you want to look at a very interesting timeline that goes along with this, because, you know, another thing that I bring up over and over again, it's really important, it's patterns and timing, right? So in 1913, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank was formed along with the IRS, right? That's 1913. 1914, World War II starts. Interesting that first the Federal Reserve Bank is formed, and then 1 year later we have World War I. So that's 1913, 1914, World War I, 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution, patterns and timing again. They see that Germany and everything is going upside down in Europe, so when is it time to start the revolution? Right there and see how it's cooking. Hitler had a very interesting dynamic with Russia, and I found some really hard... Hey, I'm just, again, not to get ADD, but I'm going to bring up an interesting point. If you're a truth seeker like I am, an aggregator, you need to start using a website or search engine that's called DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. That's really, really a good search engine, DuckDuckGo, because what's happening in Google and YouTube and stuff, I'm putting in these searches and they're coming up with government websites and just different things I'm not looking for, you know, propaganda sites. So I'm using DuckDuckGo and this stuff. And you can click the videos, right? DuckDuckGo search engine to click videos, just like Google. And you get really something that's a lot more unfiltered and better edifying for you to learn and get on the subject matter that you're looking for, as opposed to having filtered content. So DuckDuckGo, I would advise all of you to go check it out. So long story short, I went into DuckDuckGo. I saw some really good videos, some short ones, some long ones, all of them really interesting. And again, I started doing my research on that whole Russian Revolution, and it struck me how that is affecting us today, because they basically, the liberals are rerunning this whole same Bolshevik Russian Revolution on us again, and it's again, it's just a very few people that are perpetrating against us. If you look, the mistake is a lot of people look at Democrat and Republican and don't realize there's a puppet master that's controlling both puppets, Republican and Democrat. There's no real independence in this country. It's all, they all sing into the same puppet master's tune. So you need to, again, I hate to keep bringing it up in this light, but you have to realize who the self is, do the research on history, what has happened historically, and then position yourself in a way strategically that's going to benefit you and your family. You understand that right now what's being done to us is they're trying to break up the family in any way possible, because the strength is all found in the family. You know, that's where all the strength is, and the cohesiveness between mankind is that, you know, you have this individual of people, a mother, a father, and children, and they form a strong family unit together, and they are interdependently attached to another family, which is like an endless grid of people and strength and harmony and love for mankind when you have a strong family. But when you want to do bad, you're going to try to break that family down, and that's what has been happening to us. I'm going to say since 1964, really since 1963, and they took Kennedy out. But, you know, as I did my research, I realized how strong a play that Bolshevik Revolution had to do with it till today. Because it's interesting that within the Federal Reserve Bank being created, where they create money out of thin air, that we have the Bolshevik Revolution within a couple of years, 4 years, 3 years, to have the Bolshevik Revolution and everything that we have today. So it's just craziness, you know. So what really caught my eye with regard to this whole Bolshevik Revolution is that it is the roadmap that is being used today. With these, especially a lot of these young kids, they're like, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000, $120,000, whatever the number is, $50,000 in debt, student loan. They can't claim it on bankruptcy, and they can't do anything, and they're really in a bad position. So they're thinking to themselves, see, the politicians are really vultures and opportunists, because they see where the weak points are, and that's where they come in at. You know, they're like hyenas, and they say, hey, you know what, I'm here for you, like Bernie Sanders, for student loan. All of them, Clinton, all of them, they're all the same. They're just all just predators, man. Viruses upon us all. You know, we need a government that's really here for the people to represent us and the needs that we have instead of selling us out to foreign countries and foreign interests, you know. It's like we're fighting somebody else's war. None of these countries ever did anything. Why are we over there massacring millions of people? It makes no sense, and that's what my tax dollars go to. So I'm ranting a little bit on this episode. I do apologize, but a lot of this all came making sense to me that over the past 100 years, all of this has been being perpetrated on us, and it's not a coincidence. So right now, this is what the position that we're in right now. We have to understand that. If you understand that, you know, within, you know, 2 or 3 years also of the Federal Reserve Bank being created, we had World War One. You know, that's come after us. It's just seeds of destruction. This liberalism is seeds of destruction. Again, it's a label, but you know, your freedom is where the direction you need to go in, and freedom of speech and such, not this government imposing its gripping its teeth upon us and just clamping down our freedom until we're a one world automaton where we have no freedom and we just get extinguished. And trust me, because as I was doing research on this, I could see that over 100 million people have been exterminated through genocide from that whole 1917 till you know, the end of it, which was, I guess, in the early 70s or late mid-60s or something like that, the end of this whole communist stuff, because there was also Mao that was involved with this, Chairman Mao in China. They followed the same thing, that whole Red Revolution. And I think, you know, they killed about 40 million people over there, if not more, the communists. So probably over 100 million, because clearly 70 million died as a result of the revolution, and that includes the Armenian genocide, which I think the number fluctuates between 6 million and like 9 million or 10 million. And then you have, and that was like that whole thing with the Young Turks, how I heard somebody, I think it was Sam Tripoli's, talking about how this guy from the Young Turks, you know, should let that name go because those are the people that conducted that Armenian genocide. It's all truth, man. Czech Younger, whatever his name is, guy's a big idiot. He's just bought and paid for. Liberalist. So, yeah, that's basically what's being transpired on right upon us right now. And that's the game plan, because it worked in Russia before it converted that whole government over. So now, basically, we want to get herded into the new pen. And the first thing that they really got to take away from us is our freedom of speech, you know? I'm looking at my notes here. Wars, endless wars, man. It's funny, but we've been in war since 9/11, which, you know, everybody has their questions about that, and we've been in endless wars ever since then. And who knows why? These people have never done anything to us, you know? So let's look really at what these communists, because I don't care what label you put upon them. Basically, what it is when you get a few people that are trying to take over the many, you know, and they do it by deception and by misleading the masses. It's like, you know, you can't really look at the magician's hands, because he has a sleight of hand and you're going to be fooled every single time. Or you can't look at a any type of person that has that type of ability to do misleading towards you. You know, you can't believe a politician when they speak, because of course they're just looking to get reelected, right? So you're going to believe them. You know, their words are just, you know, it's almost like a handshake of a salesman. You know, how do you know until you see the results of, you know, what your commitment bought you? So the strength and weaknesses of the Bolsheviks, what they had is they had unity, and they had like this subversiveness, because they were able to basically underlie everything. You know, it's like some people, I've heard some people say that the Jesuits and the Catholic, you know, the Vatican and, you know, the Muslim community and everybody like that, they're all intertwined and it's just one big octopus controlling everything. I don't know how true that is. I think there's some truth to that, but one of the strengths that they had, the Bolsheviks, that they really had was that unity and that the ability to read the timing of the times, the weakness of the Tsar, and how to basically convert a lot of people in a really quick way with some money and some slickness and some propaganda, they got it done. So that was the one thing. The second thing, as I said, was the unpopularity of the Tsar. People were very unhappy with him. And then the third thing that they had behind him was Wall Street, you know, Wall Street money. I think the guy's name was Schiff, the Wall Street banker that had a lot of money. Kuhn and Loeb, one of them, had a lot of money. And he really financed that. Like I said, I don't know if there were more than 10,000 of the Bolsheviks at the start of the revolution or that, you know, leading up to the Russian Revolution. And there were 166 million Russians. And look at us here in the United States today. We're being run. No one is really happy. Everybody's really hurting. If you take a snapshot back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, every 10 years. I mean, if you look at it, really life has declined so bad, so badly. Not to whine. This is just to open up your eyes and have an understanding. You know, you really... You know, you turn your head away and you ignore this, and what's going to happen is it's going to be basically a weakness to you because history keeps repeating itself. You have to open up your eyes to this. Think of your children and their future. It's really what's important, the planet, you know? So, let's see here what we have. They've been using the same strategy on us over and over again, this control mechanism that they're putting over us. Let's see. Yeah, it seems like people today are so preoccupied with being misled over everything. They don't, for the most part, really have a good understanding. I constantly see these videos of young people just losing it. There was one way a guy went on YouTube. You might want to look it up, and it kind of illustrates my point. Young guy went into a vape shop, and he goes, "I want that kind of vape for my wife." And the guy goes, "No, you're a Trump supporter!" And he was basically crying and like a child. And the other guy caught onto it. I guess he clicked this, recorded it on his cell phone. And the guy was losing his mind. And after about, I don't know, 4 minutes of them going back and forth, he says, "Now, if you don't want me to get you fired, blah, 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 you ring that up for me and you follow orders." He was cat and mouse in them after a while. But it illustrates a point of the attitude that people have. They feel that almost they have these inalienable rights that are just handed over to them, and they don't understand that life is more so than ever a jungle these days as far as survival of the fittest, because if not, you get tucked away into the meaningless existence, really, you know, where you can't even express your own opinion about stuff, but what's happening right now with us. So, I'll tell you, man, there's really, to a very large degree, a very small population of people with power, and what's happening is they are using occult methods to control the population, and it's endless number of spells that are being put upon us, you know. And you know, I look at those type of things, like that kind of occult stuff and spells, in a half and half way, in that if you're involved with that stuff or fear it or wrapped into it, it's going to affect you. If you don't, then it's not going to affect you in the sense of you have nothing to do with it. It's like, that's why my anchor, I believe you need to have an anchor. My anchor is Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior, and he's my rock, you know. You need to have that anchor in your life, because if you don't, then you basically have no center point from which to project onto. Yes, I do the Buddhism. I love my Taoism, and I love all of my Eastern religions and all of my thinking that I do. The different thinkings and thinkers, and the Greek philosophy is awesome. You know, the Platonists, Aristotle, you know, Socrates. Let's see. What's that other one? Epicurus, right? And Seneca. Those guys are pretty deep. Zeno, the Stoic, and Marcus Aurelius. Really, really deep thinkers, man. But what's leading us down this path is that speech control. And then as they get these younger people, they get them to get indoctrinated into the system that is being shoved down their throat as they while away their time on social media, following who's the next enemy to hate. Is it Trump, or who do we shit on this week, basically, as opposed to trying to build themselves up and going back and learning history. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you're going to see these little connections in life as you do these things. You're going to see little threads appear that connect one thing into the next. They even make these flow charts with these bubbles and shit that connect different things. They're really interesting kind of charts. I like idea charts. But you got to go back into history and dig if you want to start finding what real truth is, because you can think up anything in your mind and say that makes a lot of sense and that's what's happening, and then QAnon, you know, he's been, you know, flat earth, you know, these type of things. I mean, this is really what people are on, man. I believe that that flat earth stuff, and I'm sorry if you're a flat earther and you're listening to me. If you are, I apologize, but take a deep look into that stuff, man. You know, I will admit the one mysterious thing that gets me is the moon. Here I go straight off into another topic. The moon, the way its phases, like it, the same face of the moon faces us constantly. And the probability of that number and why it's such in sync with it, it's crazy stuff, man. It's crazy stuff. If you look at the moon, the weight of it, the mass of it and stuff, whatever. Anyway, what's happening is these rich, they have this occult a spell that they're placing upon us, and you need to have an anchor, a center from which to operate from, you know. And knowledge is also, knowledge is assists you in having that base, in that you're able to make a determination on your belief system based upon history, upon events that have happened tangibly, in experience that you were able to read up on. One warning I will give about history that you have to be very careful, because history is always written by the victor. I'm a big fan of Hannibal, of Carthage, and it's really hard to find a real good story on him. Yeah, they'll talk about his victories and stuff like that, but they really belittle him in a lot of, especially as we move into time, they make him look like a big idiot, or not an idiot, but like just a guy, when he was just a masterful dude, man. Even Alexander the Great, you don't hear about him that much. Macedonian, tremendous Alexander the Great. So what's happening is it's a whole thought control thing where they're trying to rerun that same script on us from this liberalism. Take a really close look at that, man. Because that's basically they're laying the seeds of destruction. They're going to lay the seeds of liberalism, and they're going to take away the student loan and all that stuff like that, which I'm cool with. You know, I really wish they did take that away for students. I'd be the first to vote for that, man. I'd be even willing, as from a tax point, kick in a little bit extra for these young people that can't. I mean, I'd be the first in line to do that, but, you know, not that it would help that much. I don't make that much. But crazy stuff, man. These politicians come out and sing you a song, everything you want to hear, and all of them, including Trump, all of them, I don't back it, not one of them. You know, what I am into is, and not even that whole, what do they call that? There's another term for that. Whatever the term is. But need to make sure that you do start doing your research, going back into history. This cycle has started basically about 100 years ago, man, in the beginning of the Russian revolutions with Tsar Nicholas II. Start looking up, doing your close research on that. Really important, because it's a really good website that I found was searchforthetruth.co.uk. I think that's what it is, and it's has a lot. Again, I don't endorse anything on it or unendorse anything. It's just interesting for research. It has links on there and interconnects. When you come back to that main menu and those topics on there, you're able to shuffle in and out really quick and do your research. I use that actually for this podcast. You know, I take my notes and such. And I did a lot of research on it. And it was helpful because it helps you connect a lot of dots like in a really quick way. Again, I'm not saying it's all 100% truth. I'm sure that there's some propaganda stuff on there too. But some of that stuff that I cross-referenced that I've known prior to going onto that website, I just confirm it seeing it on there. So it's definitely recommended. They're putting a spell on us. It's some, honestly, too, it's some type of Egyptian or Syrian stuff. And, yeah, it's not good, man. It's really, really occultic, and it looks like, to a large degree, it is tied up to some Freemasonry type stuff. Although, I don't know, because I, you know, I see a lot of these. I listen to a podcast, another one. It's called Conspiracy Farm with Jeff and that Pat Miletich. And that's a great, great podcast, great show. They both do a good job. They play off one another very well as a podcaster. Props. You guys do a great job. I know you're hitting your numbers and stuff. But, you know, Pat says, oh, I'm a Freemason and stuff. And he's cool as hell. So I don't know if it's as you move up, you get taken deeper into that. But from what I see, as you get into that higher level, it gets really tricky, man. You start looking into that guy that wrote Dogmas, and what's the hell of that guy's name? That first Freemason, but Morals and Dogma is the guy's name, and he Albert Pike is his name. It's coming back to me. Civil War time, you know, he wrote that. So there's some mysterious stuff when it comes to Freemason, but there's a collective. This is just a whole, you can't point your finger at one thing and say, hey, that's the one thing that's going to come and get us. But that's why by far the most important thing is to enrich yourself. That's like really the whole purpose of this podcast. If you go back to episode one, up to episode 106. So in 105 of my episodes, I don't have one that's repeated. I may touch on the same subject over and over again, but my point is to get people edified from my experience. Not that it's everything, but the one thing that I'm very good at is aggregating, bringing in the good experience, knowledge, and then kind of filtering it through a lens or integrating it into a lens where it kind of works its mechanics with other topics and other subjects just to see how it stands against that. You know, like I said, timings and pattern, that's my thing. And interesting is I did my research on this. I went back about 100 years and I found the timings and pattern starting with that Bolshevik Revolution back in 1917 and the forming of the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 and so on and so forth. You know, some crazy stuff, you know. So it's the one thing that you have to most definitely make sure of is you do your own research upon these type of topics. Don't take my word for it. Go in there and do your research. Go on that DuckDuckGo. Put your searches in that DuckDuckGo, and that's going to get you started in the right direction. You know, click the videos or whatever topic matter that you're going into. One thing that I'm going to start touching on also is that, as I say, and I don't mean it as a joke, man, this is some spiritual stuff that's being spread upon us. So wherever you find your own weaknesses at, like you might have a propensity to want to gamble or drugs or whatever, you ever been drinking or whatever that might be, man, analyze yourself and take a good look at exactly where you are and why are you doing the things that you do. Like if there's a reason that you're constantly beating yourself up for whatever reason, then you got to start taking certain, you know, making changes in your life that are going to flip you around to where you don't need to beat yourself up like that, you know? That's so important, man. That's another thing of the balance of life. You have to understand, like, that's why I keep bringing up these things with the toolboxes. You know, you have to have your metaphysical toolbox and your spiritual toolbox and so on and so forth. You need to have these disciplines down to where you have a good understanding of these things because, you know, as evil as all of these things manifest to us, as they come up to us, as like I said, they don't have our best intentions in mind. So you have to build the self up spiritually, mentally, financially, however you can to put yourself in a position to benefit yourself and your family. That's 100% what it comes down to. And today what's happening is everybody's being led into like things where they're going to come away from the family and almost be self-destructive in a sense, you know, just materialistic, just reductionist, you know, like if I have these pair of Gucci shoes, I'm going to reduce everything down to this pair of Gucci shoes that I'm walking with because they're alligator, and just reductionist, man, like just not, you know, you got to pull away and see the forest, not just like the leaf on the trees, man, you know, you don't want to reduce life down to that. Tell me what book you read, tell me why you feel, you know, why am I wrong about the Bolshevik Revolution? Why am I? You know, I don't mind if you dislike or disagree with me. Just put it out there. You know, I appreciate the feedback. That's why we're here. This is the dialogue. This is freedom of speech, man. That's why we're here. People think I'll tell you, I've been into this conspiracy stuff probably about 30 years. Like I said, I used to listen to Art Bell, who recently passed. But Art Bell, Coast to Coast. Now it's George Norrie, who's like, honestly, he's a retard. Sorry, George, if you hear me. You're just a retard, man. Put somebody else up there on that Coast to Coast and they'll do a better job. Some young cat trying to make a name for himself or something, you know? Or some old cat that... Put Mike Rivero up there on Coast to Coast. Yeah, Mike Rivero. He's awesome. Put him up there. He'd be a lot more well-suited for that. And I think Mike is having a tough time, too. Support Mike Rivero. What Really Happened, I think, is his website. I listen to him sometimes, and if I stay late, he comes out around 5 o'clock our time. He's out of Hawaii. Anyway, I'm all over the place on this podcast, so I guess this is one where you know, I'm just getting a lot of ideas out. But one of the main things I want you guys to understand is remember about that breathing deeply, going deep into your meditation, right? Understanding your environment, what's going on around you. And what master are you serving? That's another one that you have to be very conscious of. Are you you know, supposedly some people are serving the master of the dollar, which is wrong. You know, the master you're supposed to be serving, you're not supposed to be serving any master. You're just you're striving to be realized of who you are, and like my mother would say, cumplir con tu deber, like complying with your responsibility in life, being your family or whatever you have to do. If you're a guy that's sweeping the gutter, man, be the best gutter sweeper you can be. You know, if you are a dude that is selling freaking plastic widgets, be the best plastic widget salesman that you can be. You know, because what you're doing is, you know, it's interesting. Like I said, I'm into the computer stuff. I'm a developer programmer going back to the DOS Windows days. Those line dot prompt like Clipper and DBase 1 and 2 for you guys that are into databases, a Fox Pro, right? That dot prompt. Well, I go so random, I forget where I was at. Anyway, it's important that when you break stuff down to that small of a level, that you have a good understanding of how that affects all of the other things that it's getting involved with. So don't get lost too much with, you know, people try to skate with climate control or whatever thing is trying. You like that turn? Because I completely forgot where I was at, so I bullshit my way through that one. Yeah. So once that ends up happening, they try to scare you with different kind of control mechanisms, with the speed control, with this chemtrails that they're pouring upon us and everything like that. And it's just scary stuff. So you have to understand and make sure that you're building yourself up, because knowledge is power and knowledge is liberation. You know, that's the most important thing that you have to remember, is that knowledge is liberation. And make sure that you try to liberate yourself and not just be a cog in somebody else's machine, you know, just cranking along to their tune and, you know, just being subject to whatever you're told to think and consume and purchase and follow. You know, you need to strive to provide for your family and do the things that you need to do and integrate close to the people that mean something to you. You know, that's one of the most important things that you have to understand, right? Right now is a crazy time on this planet, you know? This is mid-June 2019, and it's interesting, like, events are just happening faster and faster, you know? Like, they're doing all of these false flags out here and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not want to come at you as a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, you connect those dots as they confirm. Like I said, one of the main reasons why the Roman Empire, I don't know if I mentioned this in this podcast, the Roman Empire had one of the longest lasting empires, which was, I'm going to say, 600 years or something like that it ran. And one of the reasons is because when they would go to court, they didn't listen to just the lawyers defending their own position. Like, well, we feel this and we feel that and this guy. They had a phrase that they applied at all of these trials, and it's qui bono, who benefits, Latin. Why? Because at the end of the day, that's going to bring you down to the brass tacks of what you need to know. Wipe out the bullshit. I don't care if this guy's license was expired and, you know, it wasn't supposed to rain that day. You know, that's why he left late. Who knows? Who benefits from this incident that happened? You know, if I had a client come to you back in the day and he consumed diamonds from you or whatever the number was, whatever it was that you had, and you told him to come see you at 12 midnight and he left your place at 12:30, you know, 30 minutes later, he gets mugged, like, on a corner by some yellow taxi or whatever. Meanwhile, the guy that was driving the taxi was the brother of the guy he just transacted with. You're going to ask, qui bono, who benefits from this, right? And obviously the guy that sold him the diamonds, because there's a connection between the two. Now, is this provable in court, witness, or camera? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if you look at it from the standpoint of facts or whatever, oh, a guy came in, I didn't know he left here. The lawyer's going to say, the guy that robbed, you know, he doesn't know who robbed him. He gave the guy the diamonds and he left. But, like, if you really did a closer examination of it and realized that there were different facts to the case, then you could support yourself and stand back and say, qui bono, who benefits from this that happened, this crime that happened, this event that happened, and say, hey, that the guy that robbed him was the brother of the guy that sold him the diamonds or whatever it was. Say, qui bono, obviously the guy that sold him the diamonds, right? So we don't do that anymore. Right now we're run by just an oligarch, man. It's an oligarch between the big government and the big business and the big money, people with big money. So listen, I'm rambling on and stuff. This was kind of a all over the place kind of podcast, but it was really interesting. I want to emphasize is the Russian Revolution and Tsar Nicholas II, 1917, they were overthrown, and they're putting this on us again. They tried it again. It's interesting. I was seeing it on a YouTube video in Paris, like in 1928, I think it was, or one of the, no, the 60s, 68, I saw it. And they were doing some liberal stuff like that, that they were trying to overthrow. It's just interesting how they try to come back over and over again. Don't go for labels that they give you. Go for the results that they do. If your living is good and getting better, then you're being led in a good way. You know, not to dumb it down, but I'm going to just put it out there. We're just fighting banker wars, man. We're fighting all of these wars for bankers to do their bidding, to carve up the map the way they want the map carved up. Because as you have war, they have profits. The big industrial complex that we have since Johnson spoke about it back, not Johnson, Eisenhower spoke about it back when, before I was born. And it's a fact that the military-industrial complex, but they're all integrated, man. You gotta dig down and do your research, man, because it's not, it's I don't want to use the word master plan, but it's all of this stuff is not random. This is all being put upon us for a reason, man, and we need to wake up to that. The good thing that's lifting me up and that I'm being really, really encouraged by is I'm seeing young people starting to stand up. I'm not going to start rattling off names, but I see a lot of them that are right above the target, man, and they're speaking their truth. It's funny, I'm listening to comedians the other day. They're not even funny anymore, comedians, because you can't, like, can't call buddy a retard or a fag or something like that. That's the staples of old-ass comedy. That makes stuff funny, but now you can't offend anybody. Listen to comedy right now. The one comic that I heard that had me laughing my ass off was Sam Tripoli. And I think it's Armageddon and some other one. It came out recently. Free on his website, Tinfoil Hat, Sam Tripoli. Go check him out. His last comedy specials. He has two new half hours that are funny as hell. So he's funny. And he speaks his mind, but it's funny. You see him dancing around on his podcast. Tinfoil Hat, he talks about how you have to be careful and shit. It's a crazy time. But remember, freedom of speech is what we're here for. And the minute they clamp down on that freedom of speech, man, and they're doing it right now, it's going to hurt us. So let's, young people, man, stand up and start representing one another and everything like that. I'm rambling myself on and on. I'm going to let it go at this point in time. I want to say to you, namaste.
Namaste.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.